During the year, your most frequent communication with grant operations will probably be with monthly invoices. Invoices are due the 10th of each month. In the event the 10th falls on a weekend or holiday, alternative due dates are outlined in the Fiscal Year 2025 SIP Service Provider Guide. We also know that some organizations have a lag in their accounting system, which can make getting invoices submitted by the 10th difficult. If this is the case, it's important that you let your program manager know so that we can come up with a solution rather than just marking your invoices late each month. Also, following each quarter, you will receive a financial report on your grant spending. Please review these reports and make sure they reconcile with your records. Use these reports to make spending projections and plan for the coming months, as well as a jumping-off point to have conversations with your program manager about any potential adjustments to your programming or budget. You don't want to get to the end of the year and find out you ran out of funds and won't be able to do something you had planned or have a large amount of unspent funds. We want you to spend your entire award responsibly and within SNAP Ed guidelines. Updates. It's important to keep your documentation and training current throughout the year. Minor changes in programming or budget may only require an updated scope of work or budget on file. However, more significant changes will require formal contract amendments. You must work with your program manager to discuss if changes are warranted and then work through the request for changes to determine whether you need a formal amendment to your services agreement or just a programming or budget adjustment. If there are staffing changes like staff being hired or staff leaving, significant changes in pay rates, or how key staff are allocating their time to SNAP Ed, you need to reflect that in an updated budget and hourly and fringe worksheet. Also, be sure that any new staff that comes on board completes and confirms completion of the civil rights training and serve safe, if needed. Technical assistance. As mentioned earlier, the majority of your communication about contract and program compliance and operations will be with your program manager. However, the program operations team works closely with the program managers and offers them guidance and support as they provide you with technical assistance on administrative and financial compliance. The SIP Service Provider Guide is another resource available to you with a lot of information on program operations.